Shvius, Parak Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Me'emasai mutter adam likach yorok b'moitzoy Shvius. When is a person allowed to buy vegetables after Shemitah? Beginning of the 8th year. So the Rav explains this as two ways. One, it just means that there are available vegetables in the field that would have been planted and grew in the 8th year. So since there are similar vegetables that could have technically been planted in the 8th year and grew, and they exist and are available, so we assume that that's where it came from. But the second pshat the Rav gives is that even if this actually was planted and it grew during Shemitah itself, Mishiyasa Kiyotzibo must mean that since there is growth on the 8th year that was similar, Kiyotzibo means similar to the growth that happened on the Shemitah, meaning it grew more, so the Rav says here it's Mevatel, the Isser part that was there from the beginning. And like we had in the previous Mishnah, that the other way is that when the Isser grows afterwards, like something was taken in the Shemitah year, as we had in the previous Mishnah, so we said that even a small amount of Isser asers and has been vata the whole Yerek beforehand. In this case, when it comes to Heter, you at least need a rove of the Heter, because they didn't want to just make it mutter, even if a little bit grows afterwards. But the main thing is that as long as it grows at the end, the Heter part grows at the end, and there's more of it in total, then it's Mevatel. So the Taisus Yontav asks in the name of the Rash, that even though the same question we had previously in the previous Mishnah, I by Yerek, we go after Lakita, and this was taken in the 8th year. So why does the Rav have to tell us? Because the rove of it is Mevatel, the previous part. It's a vegetable, it's plucked in the 8th year, and that's what you go after. So he says, still we're choishish that maybe this was taken from the actual Shvius plants. That could just be why the second pshat didn't hold of the first pshat. But Rabbi Kivager adds, Lefi Shitas HaRash, the Rash himself holds, like we had previously, is when a vegetable completes its growth in the previous year, that's the year you go after and not Lakita. And therefore, in this case, it's the opposite. The actual growth was completed in Shemitah. So you're not going to go after Lakita. So really it should be Aser because it was fully finished. The fruit, the bulb, or the onion, or whatever vegetable we're dealing with it was finished in Shemitah. So that's why the Rav said no, but the reason that it's mutter is because if it's Yasa Kiyotzibo, if more of the Heter grows afterwards, it's Mevatelet. And that's why it's mutter. And the Mishnah now gives an example. Asa HaBachir Hutera Afil. If there's a place where fruits and vegetables grew quickly, quicker than other places, Hutera Afil. It matters places that didn't grow so quickly, because when you buy vegetables, you can assume that the guy took it from the Bakir area. Rabbi Hiter Likach Yorek B'Moitzoy Shvius Miad. So Rebbe was matter people to buy vegetables right after Shemitah. The Rav gives two reasons. One is that they used to get vegetables from Chutz La'aretz right after Shemitah, and there were more vegetables from Chutz La'aretz after Shemitah than vegetables of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you were toila and you went after, I guess, rove, that you assumed that the vegetables came from Chutz La'aretz. The Mishnah Shaina asks, why don't we just say, do the same thing on Shemitah itself? Why don't we just say, most Mistama, there was vegetables that came from Chutz La'aretz? So the Teretz is that on Shemitah itself, there are obviously more fruits in the field than by the end of Shvius and the 8th year, because in the 8th year, there was mamish very little left from the 7th. So that's why there were many more fruits and vegetables coming from the outside on the 8th year, and that's why you had this rove. But on Shemitah itself, there were still more fruits and vegetables available in the field from Eretz Yisrael, so that's why we don't rely on it. And the second reason the Rav gives that Rebbe allowed us to buy vegetables right away is because in 2 and 3 days, he says that people are able to grow vegetables, and we can assume that it was planted and it grew in the 8th year. So Taisus Anse Shem asks, so how come Rebbe allowed it right away? It should have been, you know, 3 days or so. So some of Farshim say that in a Hanami, it is 3 days. And Mestam, I was thinking also, like, it can't be that it means Miyad, because Miyad is Rosh Hashanah, so obviously people aren't going to go and buy vegetables on Rosh Hashanah. It's probably going to be greater than 2 and 3 days because they start planting it after Rosh Hashanah, so you're probably talking about like day 6, day 5. So Mestam, it's Eina Chanami. It just means right away. It doesn't mean literally the first second of the year.